Hello, and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Michigan's drivers pay more for our auto insurance than any other state. Look at the numbers. The average premium in Michigan is nearly $2,400, which is 82% higher than the national average, according to Insure.com. Today brought a bipartisan push to fix that problem. House Speaker Tom Leonard joined with Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan to announce a package of bills they say could mean big cuts in auto insurance premiums. Chad Livengood of Crane's Detroit Business is with us via Skype with the details. So, Chad, let's start with this big picture. How much do they say rates could go down with this package?
Well, with the marquee part of this plan is a $250,000 cap on medical benefits, an optional benefit to cap that they say would trigger a 40% reduction in your personal injury protection. And for most insurance, it varies wildly because certain insurance rates are set differently, as we've discussed in the past. The personal injury protection, or PIP, can be 75%, even upwards of 90% of your entire premium. So overall, they say the average would be about 20% cut in overall insurance costs for your average driver. If you are driving with personal liability protection, PLPD as it's known, the mayor says you would get a 50% reduction in your overall insurance because you're mostly just buying that personal injury protection plan.
But these are tantalizing numbers, but the devil's in the details. So how does this happen? What's in this reform plan?
The big thing that kind of hits at the cost, and this is all about taking costs out of the system, is we right now have a unlimited benefits. And unlike in health insurance, where Blue Cross Blue Shield negotiates a certain rate or Medicare mandates a rate in law, there is no rate schedule for auto accident medical expenses. And so they're the best paying customers. And because of the best paying customers, they're the highest charged customers. So this would set fee schedules for clinics and rehab centers at 100% of the Medicare rate, and for hospitals with trauma one emergency rooms, it would set it at 125% of the Medicare rate, which is a little above what Blue Cross pays and other private insurers pay. So this is trying to really drive down the costs on the front end. Then that's how they say they can guarantee that the auto insurance companies would have to roll back your rates. It will be good for a five-year period. And it also creates a mechanism for the first time for the state auto insurance, state insurance commissioner, rather, to actually deny rates if they are above the rate of inflation. This right now, we have a system called file and use, and it's exactly what it sounds like, Cindy. They file, and then they use, and they implement, and they impose these premiums on us, and there's no really major oversight in checking of how the auto insurance company come up with these premiums.
And then your piece in Crane spells out that they're also proposing three options, if you will, optional levels of personal injury protection.
Yeah, you'd have, it's like a three-tier mm-hmm. system. I mean, you can equate it to the Obamacare healthcare.gov bronze, silver, and gold, essentially, where you'll have a $250,000 plan and you would get this guaranteed rate reduction. There'll be a $500,000 plan, and all that would do is basically waive most of that $170 fee we all pay for catastrophic funds. And then there would still be the option to have unlimited benefits. Now, what happens when you hit the cap? Then it's a cost shift to your health insurance plan or to a government health insurance plan. In the instance of seniors, Mayor Duggan and others have emphasized that in every other state, senior citizens can use their Medicare to cover auto accident injuries. And yet not in Michigan, they are prohibited from doing so. So they make the argument that they're buying something they don't need to because they're already entitled to this under Medicare, and that they could utilizing those benefits rather than buying something. So they're making a point here, and this is selling home to senior citizens, and we know that those that age group votes a lot, and that this would be $800 to $1,000 savings because they would no longer have to to buy personal injury protection.
And as you point out, we are the only state, right, that does this. The other 49 people can use their
Medicare. Yeah. I mean, it's just part of our system we've built that has this really robust benefit. And if you let's be clear, if you get a brain injury in this state, it's better to be in a car. There's almost no one that ever doubts that. So on that front, you know, this is going to kind of really set up that debate that we've had for years and years and years about whether we want to have the most robust system or one that is not as expensive.
We're speaking with Chad Livengood of Cranes Detroit Business as we kind of dig into the proposal today that came out from Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan and House Speaker Tom Leonard. New plan to, they say, cut costs of auto insurance in Michigan. What would this plan mean, Chad, for drivers who buy basic liability and property damage coverage for, you know, cars that are less valuable?
Yeah, the folks who buy that that PLPD plan, they're saying that this would cut their rates overall by almost 50%, because primarily most of their benefit is baked into personal injury protection, particularly if you live in an urban area where they're paying a higher factor amount for PIP coverage than if you do in a suburban or rural area. So this really does target trying to remove some of those costs that leads to Detroiters having like paying three times as much as it would pay for insurance in Ann Arbor.
This rate relief, is it focused on Detroit, or is this going to be for drivers all throughout the state?
They've made it clear that this is to be statewide, because lawmakers are starting to find that this is a hot topic everywhere. I mean, House Speaker Tom Leonard told me that he got an earful about this from a Tea Party group in Manistee. And then the next day he was in Birmingham, and the next day after that he was in Marquette and heard the same type of questions about auto insurance, because people are starting to see these rates really creep up. And I've looked at the rate data, and what really drives this is the personal injury protection. And there's a whole lot of factors behind that about whether there's some abusive practices by both clinics and by some of the trial attorneys who are filing a record number of lawsuits these days. The whole no-fault auto industry is really tied up in a lot of court wrangling. That's a whole other story.
Yeah, how would this plan provide lasting long-term rate savings, especially when, as you mentioned, the insurance industry has long refused to share how they calculate rates in Michigan?
Yeah, this is a five-year plan, so it's meant to try to take costs out of it now, contain costs, and prevent the insurers from increasing the rates above the rate of inflation for that five-year period. This is one of those things that state government would have to probably revisit, and in an era of term limits would be maybe completely new state legislature if they pass this thing in the next year. So it's hard to understand long term how this works, other than that you're setting these fee schedules that are meant to lower the cost. So the MRI doesn't cost $3,500; it costs $350, and that will hopefully that's the idea, is that it will trickle down over time and contain the cost from the current system, which is escalating.
The Michigan Health and Hospital Association has already come out with a statement saying this proposal is, in their words, not a new beginning. It's a non-starter. In the Senate, Majority Leader Arlen Meekhoff has already been very clear that he said anything that mandates what an insurance company can charge is, in his view, price fixing, and it would be DOA. Did Mayor Duggan and Speaker Leonard address the politics or any of the criticisms of their plan?
Mayor Duggan, being a Democrat and dealing with a Republican legislature, is trying to be a little sweet with these guys, really complimentary, that he's reminding everybody who will listen that Arlen Meekhoff has been a longtime advocate of lowering auto insurance rates. And then Speaker Leonard, he's got a little more ting to it. His statements, he says this is, quite frankly, the most liberal system in the country for auto insurance, trying to sort of attack or counter Arlen Meekhoff's contention that mandating a price rollback is an affront to free market conservative principles.
Well, there's some interesting politicking ahead, I'm sure. Chad Livengood of Cranes Detroit Business, as always, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.